We got to the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Elu Dvar Masum Limchor." The following are things you cannot sell to Ovid Kochavim. At Shoblin Benos Shuach Pototros Silavona Vatarnikol Halavon. The Gemara is going to explain all these cases. So these are examples that can't be sold because there's a concern they might go ahead and use it to worship their idols. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mutter Limchor Lo Tarnigol Lavon Bein HaTarnigolim. Even though the Tanakhama says you can never sell a white chicken, Rabbi Yehuda says if it's among many other chickens that are red and brown, if there's one chicken that's white in there, that would be permitted. If you're selling the white chicken on its own, if you cut off a finger of it, so then after it's missing a limb, you can sell it to them because they would not use a chicken missing a leg or a finger, whatever you call them, a toe, I don't know, they would not bring such an animal as a carbon. Ushar called dvarim, all other types of items, stamam mutter. If they don't specify why they want the item, you could sell it. You could assume they're buying it just for their own personal use. But perushin, if they say we're using this, we're buying it for the purpose of avodah zarah, then all items would be usher to sell to them. Rabbi Meir Omer, he adds onto the list before, af dekel tav v'chatav and v'niklav, according to some girsas, usher limchor l'ov dekochavim, which again, we're going to explain all of this in the Gemara. Oh, Adam, how are you? Okay. Gemara says, "Top Yudal Amun Alf." My etch Shoblin. What exactly is it? Shoblin. Gemara says, "Tornisa." Rashi says, "Tornisa is a min eres, a type of cedar. There are 10 types of cedar trees, so this is one of them. It's called Tornisa. I don't know if there's an English translation for it. Is there anything?
No.
Okay, fine. Some type of cedar tree. So Gemara says, "Uriminhu Hosifu Alei." And Gemara is quoting a brisa about Shvi.
Elsewhere, Rashi says, yeah, it's a pine tree.
Pine tree. Okay. So we see Shoblin is a type of pine tree, a type of cedar tree. So the Gemara asks Rav Minhu, based on a brisa in Shavuos. The brisa lists a number of items that have a din of Shavuos. So food items are that grow during Shemitah. You can't do any schor, you can't do any business with it, and you have to be mafkered if you own it. Everything's hefker during Shemitah, but it's only items that are edible. So the Gemara quotes this brisa to Rav Minhu and asks, Hosif Aleim. They added on a whole other layer of examples that are subject to Kedusha Shvius. And what are they? Alachsin, Vatstroblin, Muchsasin, Ubnoshuach, all these items. I don't know what they are. But on this list is it's Shtroblin. Now, V'isakadaitach, it's Shtroblin Tarnisa. If you think it's Shtroblin is really a type of cedar tree, a pine tree, so Tarnisa, Mi Isa B'Shvius, is a pine tree subject to the halachas of Shemitah. Ze Hakla, the Mishnah says, this is the principle. Kol sheyeshlo ikar yeshlo shvius. Anything that has ikar, that has a root that remains from year to year, we'll look at Rashi in a second, is subject to shvius. V'chol she'ein lo ikar, ein lo shvius. So look at Rashi. Rashi says two lines down, kol she'ein lo ikar, liskayim ba'aretz b'yemos ha'gshamim. Anything that doesn't have strong roots to allow it to remain through the rainy season, kagon kishuin v'diluyin v'yotzi b'hen. Most vegetables don't last, they're not, what's the word I'm looking for, that perennial, right? That's the term. They have to regrow them each year. The roots don't remain from season to season. Cucumbers, vegetables, they're gone by the next season unless you regrow them. Fruit trees, for the most part, do remain from season to season. They grow back each season, aside from bananas is an example of a fruit that doesn't grow back season to season. So now when it comes to this, ein lo shvius, so these things that are not perennial are not subject to shvius. Umutter lasos mehen tzchor. You could sell vegetables during Shemitah, veinu mitzuv lafkiran. But when it comes to these pine trees, apparently, they also don't have an ikar. They don't last from season to season. So they shouldn't be subject to Shemitah. And yet the Braisa says, it's Shtroblin is subject to Shemitah. So we have a wrong definition of it's Shtroblin. It can't be referring to a pine tree. So the Gemara says, Ella amarav safra pere da'arz. It's referring to the fruit of the cedar tree. V'chein kiyasa rabin amarav balazar pere da'arz. That all fruits are subject to Shemitah. We're not talking about the tree itself, but the fruits of the tree that you cannot sell to Avodah Zarah because they'll use it to worship their idols. Okay. Tosa has a whole other definition. Look at Tosa just for a second. I'm not going to go through the whole thing here. Tarnisa, just go halfway down the line. He asks a number of questions. He says, Tavua, grains, for example, does not have an ikar, does not last season to season, yet it is subject to Shemitah. So he ends up saying, Lachach, Rabbeinu Perish, Rabbeinu Tam, halfway down the Tosos here, the Trey Gavna Tornisa, they're actually two types of Tornisa, two types of cedars. Ninu. V'ahi d'hacha here, hu min adama kein kibrisa, Perish Gafris. She'ain la ikr. It's a type of cedar that's really part of the ground that doesn't have strong roots. The karka lo bimos hachama lo bimos hagshamim. Aval tvua grain yesh la ikr bimos hachama. But grain has at least roots in the summertime, even though it's not in the rainy season. Okay, so there are two different types of tarnisa that we seem to be referring to. Gemara now says b'no shuach from the Mishnah was another example that you can't sell to a avodah zara. Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan t'ene chivrasa, which I think is white figs or something, right? White figs that also you can't sell. There is a very long tosos here which says that it sounds like white figs is something that's very low on the scale of eating. Look at tosos b'no shuach. L'chora mashma de piri garuahu. Sounds like it's a very weak type of fruit that's not so edible. How do we know this? Midahosifu aleim, because in the brice above, when it said the things that were added onto Shemitah, we said it's troblin muchzim, we added b'no shuach. The fact that it was only a later addition of al meikara lohavu nagu bo shvis, but initially it wasn't part of Shemitah, sounded like it was a very low grade type of food. But then he goes on to bring some of the questions from the Gemara and Shuas and Midrashim that Adam Arishon ate b'no shuach, which sounded like it was a very prestigious, very, it's a delicacy, it sounds like. So you end up saying towards the end here, there are different types of b'no shuach. You read the end of Tosfos, there's a few different answers, but there are different types of b'no shuach. That's how he wiggles out of this problem. That some types are very high-grade food, others are very low-grade. Okay, Gemara now says, ubitotros, what's that? Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, bipitotrosehen shanu. So Rashi explains here, first narrow line down, bipitotrosehen shanu, Pitotros de masnisin, which the Mishnah mentions, pitotros lav minhu bape nafshe. It's not an independent type of species. El hachikamar ein mochin lehen kol elu. We don't sell all the things listed in the Mishnah, such as etstroblin ubeno shuach biuktsehen with their stem. The fisha tolenosan bifnei avodas chacham. Because once the stem is still attached to it, let's say you sell a grape with a stem part of it, so then they use that stem to hang in front of their idols. V'darchen leovde mekach. So what it means is don't sell them along with their stems. But stems by themselves, I think, is that define it, right? Stems by themselves, you could sell stems. They don't use stems. It means the stems along with the cluster of b'no shuach, with the choblin, that's what it's referring to. So Gemara now says, Lavona, which is also something that you can't sell to a avodah zara, Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, Amar Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Lavona Zaka, referring to a clean type of, I think they call it frankincense, right? Find a clean type of frankincense, that too you cannot sell. So Gemara says, Tana, Umikulan mochen lehen chavila. What you are allowed to sell them is a chavila, rope or a bundle? A bundle of, what to say, of what, if anything, I guess. Any of these items, any of these things listed. Although the thing, right, any of these things you can't sell, but if it's a bundle of them, so then you are allowed to sell even a bundle of the atchoblin or a bundle of the b'no shuach. So kama chavila, how much is a bundle? Perish Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, ein chavila p'chusa mishlosha manim, which is a certain weight. Casco size, that's a b'no shuach, you're allowed to sell because they're not going to buy so much to serve their idols. They just need one b'no shuach to serve it. But to buy casco size, they wouldn't sell it. They wouldn't use it for avodah zara. Clearly, they're buying it for purposes of making money, business. So Gemara says, "V'lichash dilma azul umazbin lachrina umaktere." Maybe they're going to buy right as a whole casco, but sell to their neighbors one here of b'nu shuach, this guy b'nu shuach to that guy, and then the second guy, the second buyer, is going to go ahead and bring it to his idols. And the Gemara says, "Amar Abaye alifne mifkadinan." We're concerned with lifnei iver. Lifnei iver, you cannot place a stumbling block in front of another person, even in front of a non-Jew. To give a non-Jew the opportunity to worship avodah zara, that's aser. But to do lifnei de lifnei, to sell to Reuven, to sell to Shimon, that's already two steps removed, that much we are not concerned with. So you are allowed to sell a big package, even though he might sell it to his neighbors to do avodah zara. So Gemara says, rather, the Rishonim ask the number of places we find throughout Shas where we are concerned of lifnei de lifnei, selling one to the next. And the answer they give is, that's referring to one Jew to another Jew, a double. So we only concern with a double lifnei for Jews, but not double lifnei for non-Jews. What's the difference? So the Rishonim Tosas is going to answer in tomorrow's daf on Tes Vavam Beis, because a Jew himself is chayv in lifnei. I'm Chayv Lifnei Iver, and he's Chayv Lifnei Iver. So now, by me giving him, it's really like a domino effect to help the other Jew. But a non-Jew, I'm Chayv Lifnei Iver as a Jew. This non-Jew is Chayv Nevodah Zara. But he's not chayv in lifnei iver to sell to his other friend, the non-Jew. So I am allowed to sell to him, even though he might himself sell to someone else, because he's not subject to lifnei iver. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that even for a Jew, there is no violation of lifnei de lifnei. For me to sell to you to do avodah zarah is aser. For me to sell to you to sell to him, that's actually mutter because of lifnei de lifnei doesn't work. But the iser, it's still an iser of arvus. Eventually, if you're going to, that third guy's going to do an iser, it's still going to affect me, midin arvus. We're all connected on a more global scale, even though it won't be a violation of lifnei de lifnei, it still is because of arvus. And that's why those other cases, the Gemara says, it is aser to sell to someone, to sell to another Jew. Gemara now says halfway down the Amud here, v'tarnagol lavan, the Mishnah says you can't sell a white chicken to a person who worships Avodah Zarah. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Zvid, v'ikad amasni, others learn, Amar Rabbi Yonah, Amar Rabbi Zeira, tarnagol lemi mutter. The guy says, who has a chicken? So then, mutter limkor lo, tarnagol lavan. He's asking for a stama chicken. I happen to have a white chicken. He wasn't looking for the white chicken. He says, I want a chicken. So then I could sell it to him. But if he says, Tarnagol lavan lemi, he's specifically looking for a white chicken, and they use white chickens to do karbanos, so then it's asa limkar lo, Tarnagol lavan. If he asks for the white one, then I'm not allowed to sell him the white chicken. So the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mocher hu lo, Tarnagol lavan, Bein ha-Tarnagolim. He says, you are allowed to, however, sell a white chicken if it's among many other brown and red, yellow chickens, whatever color they come in. So hey, Chidami, what's the case in the Mishnah? Ilema de kamar tarnagol lavan lemi, tarnagol lavan lemi. If he's saying, who has a white chicken, who has a white chicken? Afilu ben tarnagol namilo. Then even Rabbi Yehuda should agree to usher to sell even amongst other colored chickens. If he's specifically seeking out a white chicken, everyone agrees it's usher. Ella. Lav de kamar tarnagol lemi, tarnagol lemi. Is he not saying, I just want a chicken? He doesn't state a color. I want a chicken, I want a chicken. And yet, v'afilu hachi, Rabbi Yehuda ben ha-tarnagolim in, but bifnei atzma lo. And still, even though a guy is looking for any color chicken, Rabbi Yehuda only permits you to sell the white chicken if it's among other colored chickens. And the Tanakama, that would mean, afilu ben ha-tarnagolim lo, nami lo. That means the Tanakama wouldn't even allow you to sell white chicken in any situation. Even when the guy is looking for just a stam chicken, you can never sell white chicken even among other chickens. So we see this goes against what we said above. Meaning above we said, if he's asking for stam tarnagol, tarnagol me, we said before that everyone agrees you'll have to sell him a white chicken because he wasn't seeking out a white chicken. But the Mishnah now implies that the Tanakhama holds you're never ever allowed to sell a white chicken even if it's among other chickens. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak kacha b'may askinan kigon amar zeh v'zeh. Now we're talking about a case where he says, I want a white chicken, I want a red chicken. He's asking for two colored chickens. So if he asks for nothing, just stam chicken without stating any color, so then Tanakhama says you can sell him a white chicken. But he asks for a white and a red, so now it starts to make you wonder, is he playing games here or not? So if he asks for white and red, so then Rabbi Yehuda says you could sell them both, that's allowed. You could sell a white chicken among many other chickens. But Tanakhama says once he mentions white, even though he mentions a different color as well, then you cannot sell it to him at all. Gemara says, Tana Nami Hachi, the Braisa says the same thing here. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, when is this true? Bizman, when it's Aser, Bizman Sha'amar Tarnagol Zeh Lavan. When he asks for a white chicken, it's Aser. About Im Amar Zebezeh, he asks for white and red, Mutter, Vafila Arm Amar. Even if he says Tarnagol Zeh, Oved Kochavim, Sha'asa Mishtil of No, Oshaya Lo Chola, Bisoch Beso, Mutter. And there's another case. If he says, I want this white chicken, this specific white chicken, but if he said it's for a party for a son or for an ill person, it's good for a fuah, then even if he asked for tarnagol lavan, it would be permitted as well. Okay. Gemara says, wait a second. Is it permitted to sell to a guy a white chicken for his son's party? V'atani, doesn't the Braisa tell us? I'm reading the parentheses here. Oved kochavim she'asar mishal of no, eino asar ela oso yom vosa ish bavat. A guy who's buying a white chicken for her son's party, so it's only usher on that day and to that person. But we see either way, osa yom, v'osa ish, it's mia usher. It's usher to sell to a guy who's celebrating a party for his son. And we just said in the brisa above, if he says it's for his son's party, you are allowed to sell him a white chicken. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Rav Mishashia bitavzik. I don't know how to pronounce this word exactly. Rashi says, last four lines on the page here, The tavzig is high mishta de katani mutalim karlo tarnagolav. And when can you sell a white chicken when it's celebrating his son's party? Labe mishta chupas beno. Not when there's a wedding party for a son. If he's making a wedding party for a son and he asks for a white chicken, that's certainly going to be for the purpose of avodah zarah. Ella, when is it permitted? B'misha shel mireyos shosin hanarim zemza. They have a party, just a graduation party. They're having just a get-together. So then you're buying a white chicken. D'lo chashiv kulihai. They're having a pool party. That's not such a prestigious, not such a chashiv party. So then they're not going to use it to shiakrivu lavo the tzochavim. And that's a situation where it's permitted to sell even a white chicken. Gemara now says, last four lines of the Amud here, Tanan. V'shar kol advar mistamim b'muter u'peirushim aser. The end of the Mishnah said, we listed around 6-7 items, you can't sell them. But any other item, if he just wants to buy a chair, you're allowed to buy sell a chair to the non-Jew. If he says, I want to buy the chair to worship the Avodah Zarah, so then Perushan would be Aser. So Gemara wants to clarify, my Perushan, what does it mean, Stam, not specifying, and what does it mean to specify? Ilaim, if it means Stama, is the Kamar Chiti Chivarsa, and if it means a Stam, I want white wheat. And Perushan, the Kamar, Avodah Chachavim, means when he states, I want to use this for Avodah Zarah. So then the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush there? Lo Stama, Tzricha Lameimar, Dimazvinam. That Stam case you don't have to mention. You could sell. Of course you could sell white wheat. He asked for white wheat. Why would you think you can't? That's too obvious for the Mishnah to teach. And Velo Perushan, Tzricha Lameimar. And you don't have Dilo Mizavninan. You also don't need to teach the case of Perush that you can't sell it to him. If the non-Jew says, I want to buy some item for Avodah Zarah, that's never poshut, you shouldn't sell it to him. So the Mishnah wouldn't be teaching such an obvious case that Stam would be so mutter, and Perush would be obviously usr. So what's a case that's not so obvious of Stam and Perush that the Gemara, that the Mishnah needs to teach us? So the Gemara says, Ella, it must be Stamam de Kamar, it's Chiti. We just ask for Stam wheat. I want wheat. You don't say what kind. You don't say white or whole wheat. You just say, I want wheat. Perushan de Kamar Chavrasa. When you Perushan means I want white wheat, now you're specifying which type of wheat. Now that's a problem. So the Gemara says, once we establish that, Michlal, that implies the Tarnagol Afilu Stamam Nami. Because the chicken is different. We said Perushan, Stamam Perushan is only all other items. So that means everything on the list of the Mishnah, like a Tarnagol, has to be more Chamer. So if we're saying now asking for white wheat is considered Perush, so that means Tarnagol afilu stamim nami lo. So the chumrah of Tarnagol is asking just for a chicken, not even a white chicken. Just a chicken should be usher. That doesn't make any sense. So Gemara now retracts and says, Liolam stamim de kamre chite chavrasa. When the Mishnah said at the end, the stam case is mutter, that's when he asked for white wheat, that's stam, that's mutter to sell to him. Perushan means the kamar lavodas chachavim. If he says, I want to specify, I want to use it for avodah zarah, that's when it's usher. So what's the chiddush? We said that's obvious, both those cases. Uperushan itzirichle. The case of saying, I want to use the white wheat for avodah zarah, that's needed. There's a chiddush here. Why? Because I would have thought, when he asks for the white wheat and he says, I want to use it for avodah zarah, he doesn't really want to use it for avodah zarah. He's connected, he's kosher, Rashi says, to avodah zarah. And he thinks the guy selling to him is also connected to avodah zarah. So what's his mind? What's in his mind? He thinks every other person is also very much kosher to avodah zarah. And Emahachi says the following: I think, you know what? We're on the same page. You love avodah zarah. I love avodah zarah. Give me a good deal here. So he says, I'm doing this for avodah zarah, just hoping to get a good deal. But his real intentions are not for avodah zarah, he's just trying to use it as some leverage for a good deal. So therefore, maybe you can sell to him, even though he says he's buying the white wheat for the purpose of avodah zarah. Kamash Milan, once he mentions avodah zarah, the red flags are raised, and we have to be concerned, and you cannot sell to him at all.
So chicken, if he says white, is asur. Chitim, if he says white, is mutar.
Exactly. Exactly, right. Okay.
The truth in every joke.
The truth in every joke, yep. There you go, from a therapist.
Well, even if I wasn't,
yeah.
People say that.
Okay, Gemara says, "Boy, Ravashi asks the following question: Tarnagol lavan katua lemi. Let's say mahu. He asks, I want a white chicken that has a broken, missing a leg. So now, he's asking white chicken, but we know if it's missing a finger. I don't know what you call the little
toe.
A toe. Okay, Fine. But why do they call it a... they don't say that. Fine. So missing a toe. So then they don't use a chicken missing a toe. They would not use that as a carbon. So what's going on here? Limchor lo mao limchor lo tarnigol lavon shalim. So now can you sell them a full white chicken? You say, listen, I don't have a chicken missing a toe. But I happen to have a one with all... four toes on each leg? Eight toes? I have a white chicken that's got all the toes here. That's shalim. Now, he didn't really want that. He was going for the missing toe. So, but can I sell him the white? Shalim. So, do we say, from the fact that he strangely requested a toeless chicken, lav avodas kochavim kabai, he certainly wasn't interested in avodas zara, because they would never use a toeless white chicken. Odilma Arume Kamarim, this guy's a trickster, he's playing games. He knows no one has a toeless white chicken. But if he asks for it, he could trick the guy to sell him a full one and use it for avodah zarah. So what's going on here? The Gemara says, Im Tim Talomar, if you want to say, Hi Arume, who the Kamarim, he's really playing games and tricking you, you can't even sell my love and shalim. So then, what about the next step? Let's say he asks, Tarnagol Lavan Lemi. Tarnigol lavan lemi v'yavle shachar v'shakel v'yavle or adam v'shakel. So let's say he asks for white chicken. He says, "You know what? I got a red chicken." He buys it. I got a black chicken. He buys it. So now we really see that he's not interested in a white chicken. He just said white chicken because that's what he thought was available. So now after that, after buying and taking the black and red chicken, can you now say mao limchor lo lavan? Can you now sell him a white chicken? Because once you tested him out the first run, he was willing to buy the red and black. So maybe the white chicken he also won't use for avodah zarah. So do we say kaven diyav v'shachar v'shakel adam v'shakel lav avodah shachavim kabayim? The fact that he bought the black and the red one clearly indicates he's not interested in avodah zarah. Odilma arume kamarim. He's again playing games here. He knows how to test the market a little bit and trick the seller, and therefore the Gemara ends, we don't know, off as a teku.
I think that Rashi, Simon Rashi makes a difference between cutting a toe, cutting the whole regal, because it seems that he's trying to trick him to give him a cheaper price just if it's missing a toe.
Rashi does say katua regal.
He explains that Rashi says that because it changes from the Mishnah.
The Mishnah says etzba'o,
right,
which won't change the value.
Right.
Missing a leg, it's going to be $10
right,
cheaper, let's
exactly
say. Okay.
Part of the harama that he...
But if he asks for a toeless one, which is, would be a strange request, because
exactly,
you're not gaining anything.
Right.
Okay, fine. I was wondering that. Okay, thanks for that, Rashi. So the Gemara then says, halfway down, two dots, Rabbi Meir Omer, Af Dekel V'chule. So Rabbi Meir, at the end of the Mishnah, had listed a few other items that are also subject to this issur of selling to them. It was Dekel, Tav, it was Chatzav, and Niklav. So let's look at some of the definitions of the Gemara here. So Gemara says, what does it mean? Amalei Rav Chista la'avimi gemiri da'avodas chachavim da'avram avinu arba meos pirkei haven. Interesting. Avram avinu, he also learned, he learned Torah, he learned Gemara, and his Torah Shebaal Peh of Avodah Zarah, his Masechta, was 400 prakim long. V'aran chamishat tanan, we only have 5. So we've lost a lot of the Masorah. I'm not really sure what he's trying to tell me by this, what he's trying to ask me by pointing this out to us. The Katani, Rabbi Meir Omer, Af Dekel Tav, Chatzav, V'Niklas, Aser, Limchor Levod Ov De Kochavim. So you can't sell these items to Avodas Kochavim. So we learn from here, Dekel Tav, Hudilo Mizavinan, HaDekel Baish Mizavninan. So it seems to indicate that only a Dekel Tav, a good type of day tree, you can sell. But if it's a bad type of tree, then you are able to sell. So then the Gemara says, Vatam, but doesn't the Mishnah tell us clearly, Ein Mochel Hem B'Mechuba LaKarka, you can't sell anything connected to the ground, not even a bad day tree. Even a Dekel Baish would be Usur. So Gemara says, no. Amale, my Dekel Tav, it's referring to the Peros Dekel Tav. It's referring to the fruits, not the tree itself. You're right, the tree itself, you can never sell a something Mechuba LaKarka to a Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But once they're detached, its fruit, that would be, if it's Dekel Tav, if it's good fruit, then it would be Aser. V'chein Amar Rav Huna, Peros Dekel Tav, Chatzav, Kashva V'Niklas. So what is this? Look at Rashi here. Rashi's Kashva is a min tamarim. It's some type of date here. So these are all, when it says in the Mishnah, Peros Dekel Tav, period. So that's referring to the fruit of the date tree, not the date tree itself. Then the Gemara says, what's Chatzav? Chatzav is Kashva, a type of date as well. And Niklas, The Gemara says, what's Niklas? Ki asa Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rav Chama Bar Yosef, Kuryate, which is a type of fruit. Is there a definition for that fruit? So I put you on the spot there. Yeah, we have a min peros here.
It's a big, better species of date.
Of the all types of dates. Okay. Okay. So Amar Leah Bai Rav Dimi. Tana, the Mishnah says, Niklas, v'lo yadinana, mahu. The Mishnah says Niklas, that you can't sell Niklas to a non-Jew. We're not sure what that means. V'at amras kuryati, and you're so, you say kuryati, v'lo yadina, we still don't know what kuryati means either. So you're not really helping us out here. Maya hanislan, what have you accomplished for us? Amalei, hanai l'chu, d'chi azas hasam, I helped when you go to Eretz Yisrael, amraslu, you're going to say to them, Niklas v'lo yadu, and amraslu, you're going to say to them, kuryati v'yadu v'kamach v'le. So I'm helping with language, meaning if you use the word Niklas, they're not going to know what you're talking about. But if you go to Eretz Yisrael, ask for Kuryati, so then they'll understand what you're talking about, and then they'll show you these types of dates that you'll find that are called, in fact, Kuryati. Okay, like just another Tosa, I'm not going to go through it here, but again, Tosa says, like we did in Amun Aleph, there seems to be a stira in what exactly Kashva are, just like we saw on the Amun Aleph when it came to Turnasa. There are two types. In the end, he answers that there are two types of Kashasa. There's one type of Kashasa, which is a type of date, and there's another type of Kashasa, which is a Kashva, which is a type of herb or grass, and that's how he gets out of it. In the end of the day, he just wraps everything up here. You just look at Tosas Dimasa Chatzav, around halfway down, he says, Maskana Dach Shmaisav. What's the bottom line here? In the end of the day, when you're doing business with a non-Jew, what's Aser? And I'll finish with this. He says, Kasar Rabbeinu Baruch Berebi, Kamen Deshar Devarim Perushin Aser. Since other items, if they say they're using it for Avodah Zarah, it's Aser, Imkain Aser Leolam Limkor Lekomer Oved Kochavim Levona. You can never sell frankincense to a priest. Even though he never says it's for Avodah Zarah, it's clear why he is going to buy it. That would be implicit, perush of some sort. Dave Kimo Perushin says, it's as if he specified his purpose. The Davar Baruhu Dilatakrovas Baile, it's clear that he's buying it for the purposes of worshipping his gods. The Over Mishim Lifnei Iver. The Gam. Aser Limchor Shava Lushim Oved Kocham. You also can't sell wax to them or candles B'yom Eid on the holiday because that's certainly using it because they're using it for Avodah Zarah. Ava Vavdei B'shar Yamim Mutter. But to sell candles the rest of the year, not on their holidays, it would certainly be Mutter. Okay, we'll stop here. Even though the next mission here, we got some time, but we'll run into the next daf very nicely. Yeah.
What's considered today? What